Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
The woman died all alone at the age of 71. Because she had not seen a physician recently, the coroner was called to determine the cause of death. Malnutrition was the sad verdict. The little lady's weight was only 50 pounds. Neighbors said that she had begged food from them, sometimes going door to door. The local outlet of the Salvation Army knew her well. That's where she bought her clothes, all secondhand, of course. The woman didn't live in Africa or a corner of Asia. She lived within minutes of gated communities and high-rise buildings in West Palm Beach, Florida. Investigators who came to the place where she lived described it as a veritable pig pen, one of the biggest messes they had ever seen. One inspector said that in all his career, he had never seen anything worse. And as her belongings were searched, two keys to safe deposit vaults in different banks were found. When they were opened, one contained over 700 AT&T stock certificates, along with other stock certificates and financial securities, in addition to over $200,000 cash. The second safe deposit held only cash, more than $600,000, when it was counted and sorted out. CBS News reported the story, saying the estate would probably go to a distant niece and nephew, neither of whom had any idea that their aunt, considered destitute and forlorn, had any assets whatsoever. Yes, of course, you can say this woman was mentally deranged, that only someone who didn't quite have both oars in the water would live like that with assets. Yet the fact is, vast numbers of people do much the same thing, only what they do is more respectable. They live as though they would never die, accumulating vast estates, which ultimately fall into the hands of greedy relatives whose major concern is how soon they can get their hands on the money. One of the questions that ultimately you must face is this: for what purpose has God given me the resources I control? And how do I want what I have spent a lifetime earning to be used when I am no longer here? Am I content working for a lifetime, amassing considerable resources to be left to distant heirs who never had time to visit, but whose phone calls seem to focus on, how are you feeling, as in, how soon can I get my hands on your money? Or rather, should my resources be used as a legacy to fight poverty, ignorant sickness, and to make a difference in the lives of others today? Many people choose to ignore the whole issue, and by default, their resources are taken by the state, by inheritance taxes, or they go to a relative whom they hardly know. When Jesus was here, he never wasted words. Yet on occasion, he rebuked people sharply, striving to shock them out of the funk that caused them to ignore reality. Fool was the description he once used of a businessman who spoke of tearing down his storehouses or warehouses to build larger ones. Jesus said, "This very night your life will be demanded from you." And the final question is one for you to ponder. Jesus said, "Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Pity the poor woman who dies of malnutrition when she has resources. But equally to be pitied are those who ignore the whole issue and never plan ahead. As someone put it, do your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going. Good advice anywhere in the world. So think through this whole matter, friend, while you can address it with a clear mind. It's an important issue.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.